A lot of the historic sites projects, the actual construction work is done the way it originally was done, perhaps 150 years ago. Contractors don't do that anymore.
You can call us a dirty half dozen.
These six men brought the past to life with the construction of the Barrington Living History Farm at Washington-on-the-Brazos State Historical Park. Meet Mark Lennick.
Supervisor.
Dan Schimmick.
I'm a carpenter.
Billy James.
A little bit of everything, like a handyman.
Richard Lee Walton.
I'm the painter.
Dennis Cordes.
I'm a restoration architect or historical architect.
And P.J. Trisler.
I'm just a carpenter.
The meticulous detail that went into restoring Anson Jones' home, the building of cedar fences around the farm, and even the construction of the bridge leading into Barrington Farm transports visitors to earlier times.
And you realize that the Force account and Dennis designed something that's both of modern times and old times. You just walk back into history and you see what it would have been like to live back in the Republic of Texas times. And these guys managed to do it all.
This team has spent 10 years together, working long days, 4 days a week, often living on site away from their families.
So if your kid's playing Little League or having recitals or plays, you just totally miss out on that. And it's really kind of a sacrifice.
They're good guys. They're just like family to me. Been with around them 12 years, so you got to love them.
The construction of the farm took a year to complete and just as long to design.
The guys were able to figure out how to build it. I drew it and said, here, can you do this? And they said, okay, let's give it a try.
Replicating slave quarters in the hot sun near the Brazos, these men used the same techniques as the people who originally built these cabins.
The only way you can, come up with the same look, the same everything, is to use the same tools.
So with skills like these, what keeps them hanging around?
How many people go out and have a chance to reproduce an 1850s farm? Instead of going out and doing tract home after tract home after tract home, we go out into some of the most beautiful country in Texas, into the parks, and sometimes live in those parks and work. I mean, it's I think that's what it is, just the work we do, I think, keeps us here.
What they did was beautiful. It's the type of place when you bring your family, I think you'd be proud that you're part of Texas because you see what they've done for your children to understand the past of Texas.
Just six more Texas heroes helping to build a bit of history.